You probably can't tell me how many chairs are in my house, said Glenn. I started to look around. A super soldier wouldn't need to look, he said. He would just know. A super soldier? I asked. A super soldier, said Glenn. A Jedi warrior. He would know where all the lights are. He would know where all the power outlets are. Most people are poor observers. They haven't got a clue about what's really happening around them. What's a Jedi warrior? I asked. You're looking at one, said Glenn. In the mid-1980s, he told me, Special Forces undertook a secret initiative, codenamed Project Jedi, to create super soldiers. Soldiers with superpowers. One such power was the ability to walk into a room and instantly be aware of every detail. That was level one. What was the level above that? I asked. Level two, he said. Intuition. Is there some way we can develop you so you make correct decisions? Somebody runs up to you and says, There's a fork in the road. Do we turn left or do we turn right? And you go, Glenn snapped his fingers. We go right. What was the level above that? I asked. Invisibility, said Glenn. Actual invisibility? I asked. At first, said Glenn. But after a while we adapted it to just finding a way of not being seen. In what way? I asked. By understanding the linkage between observation and reality, you learn to dance with invisibility, said Glenn. If you're not observed, you are invisible. You only exist if someone sees you. So, like camouflage? I asked. No, sighed Glenn. How good are you at invisibility? I asked. Well, said Glenn, I've got red hair and blue eyes, so people tend to remember me. But I get by. I'm alive today. What was the level above invisibility? I asked. Said Glenn. He paused for a moment. Then he said,